each time when I not only come here, but when I prepare a message, when I try to share the word of God to people.
每一次, 不单单是来这里, 每一次当我准备信息向跟神的子民一起交通分享的时候,
a lot of times I ask myself and I wonder, what is the purpose of us sitting here and some standing here and talk about the Word of God?
我都会思想, 每次我们坐在这里, 或者有的时候站在这里来, 谈论神的话的目的是什么?
When I sit, I sit down there most of the time, right?
通常我都是坐在下面。
I'm a listener.
我是一个听者。
And I ask myself this question almost every time.
几乎每一次我都会问自己这个问题。
Because sometimes I get confused as well.
因为有的时候我也会困惑。
What exactly is the purpose for me to sit there and listen to the Word of God?
我坐在那里听神的话的目的是什么?
Is it that I'm here to listen to some words of wisdom so I can be inspired?
是不是坐在这里听到一些智慧的话而受到启发?
Or I am trying to listen to some motivational speech so again I can be inspired?
还是呢, 我听到一些鼓励我的话, 让我可以受到启发。
Or I'm sitting here that with the heart to truly come and say, God, I want to know you more, just a little bit more.
还是呢, 我坐在这里面, 真的从心里面有一个盼望, 主啊, 我愿意更多认识你一点。
Because a lot of times, even last week, you know, I go to church, I'm tired, I'm weak. I just came back from a long trip for work, and I'm tired.
就在上一周，我坐在那里的时候，因为我刚刚出差很长时间回来，我坐在下面非常的疲倦。
And I really ask myself this question: What exactly is the purpose for me to sit there and listen to these words?
所以我就问自己这个问题，我坐在这里听这些话的目的是什么？
You know, I can tell you that my conclusion is if I want to listen to motivational speeches and to listen to words of wisdom, then I might as well, I can find better things on YouTube.
我得出的结论是，如果我来到这里只是要听到一些让我受到激励的话，让我得到一些智慧的话，那我还不如去 YouTube。
And I find out that truly that for me, if my faith to be inspired resides with the speaker on that podium, then I am surely going to be disappointed.
那我得到的结论也是，如果我来到这里是，如果让我的灵能够重新能够得到力量而靠着听讲员的话，我会失望。
And so I hope, so some expectation management here.
所以我也希望大家能够管理好自己的期待。
I truly hope that through these imperfect words here that I'm going to say,
通过我这些不完全的话,
that if you come away knowing about our Lord a little bit more,
如果我们离开的时候对主能够认识更多一点,
know that at the end of this that we can all together understand a little bit more of what's the important work of God.
如果我们每一个人都能够对主重要的工作稍微多了解一点,
then maybe I can come to the Lord by the end of tonight and say, God, thank you for using this time.
或许今天晚上我到主面前的时候可以说谢谢主用了今天这一点点时间。
So let's open up our Bible. I have PowerPoint, so maybe the PowerPoint will be up there, but we'll be following the scripture very closely.
让我们先一起来打开圣经，我也预备了 PowerPoint。
But if you have,
主要是还是要看圣经。
Yeah, if you have the Bible electronic or in paper, please have it right in front of you because we'll follow it very closely.
如果你有圣经或者你有电子版的圣经，请我们打开，因为我们今天要 我们所分享的信息是啊，跟这个新跟今天的圣经是紧密连接的。
The PowerPoint gives you some important points that I want to talk about, but the key is still in the Bible.
这个 PowerPoint 只是列出一些重点，但是我们的啊，我们的重心还是在圣经上。
So if we could, let's turn to Acts chapter 19, and let's all read together, English and Chinese. Let's all read together from verses 11 to 20.
好，我们一起来读《使徒行传》第十九章，无论是中文还是英文，十九章第十一节到第二十节。
Okay, in both languages at the same time. Let's go.
用中文、英文一起来读。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched the skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them.
念咒赶鬼的犹太人向那被恶鬼附的人擅自称主耶稣的名，说：“我奉保罗所传的耶稣设立你们出来做这事的。”有犹太祭司长
士基瓦的七个儿子。But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them and overpowered them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded.And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks. And fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. Also, many of those who are now believers came confessing and divulging their practices, and a number of those who have practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail.Mightily. Let's have a short prayer.
让我们有一个简短的祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this time.
主，我们为这段时间感谢你。
We know that this time did not come randomly.
我们知道这个时间不是随意的。
We know that this time of gathering was bought by your precious blood.
我们知道是你用宝血把这段时间买赎回来。
Lord, we need your help because we are weak.
主啊，我们需要你的帮助，因为我们是软弱的。
Lord, the speaker, the listeners, Lord, we are all weak men in front of you.
无论是说的是听的，在你面前，我们都是软弱的人。
May you give us the strength so that we may focus on what it is that you want to tell us.
盼望你给我们力量，让我们可以专心在你要告诉我们的话上。
Lord, may you speak through these words to us.
愿你借着这些话向我们说话。
So that not only knowledge is gained.
不但我们啊知识得以增长
，Lord, but our lives may be increased.
我们的生命也能够增长
，and that our lives may mature more and more in you through these gatherings.
借着这些聚集，我们的生命在你里面可以越来越成熟。
We need your grace. We need your help.
我们需要你的恩典，也需要你的帮助。
May you come and speak to us.
愿你来向我们说话。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
So there's a lot to pack in today's passage.
今天的信息里面有许多的话。
So let's dive right in.
那我们现在马上开始。
Right now, it's in chapter 19.
现在我们读到第十九章。
If you're not familiar with the book of Acts, right now in chapter 19, it's Apostle Paul on his third missionary trip.
如果你对《使徒行传》不太熟悉的话，十九章讲到。保罗在第三次旅行的中期。
All in all, Paul made three missionary trips.
保罗一共有三次布道旅行。
And this is right in the middle of the third and the last missionary trip.
这是他第三次也是最后一次布道旅行的中期。
At the end of this missionary trip, he will be taken to Rome.
在这次旅行之后，他就被带到罗马。
Where he will spend the rest of his life till the end.
那么他在那里面度过他的余生。
So let's review a little bit. Let's take a look at the context a little bit so we can understand what we're going to dive in today.
现在我们先来看一下上下文，让我们对今天所要读的经文有些了解。
So right now, Paul is in and around the city of Ephesus.
现在呢，保罗在罗马一个城市叫做以弗所。
So the city of Ephesus is one of the places that actually Paul spent a good time in.
以弗所是保罗居住了很久的一个地方。
So it's not where he just went and spent a couple of days or weeks and then he left.
不是他到一个地方待了几天又离开这样的。
He actually spent years in that city.
他在那里面住了一年多。
Over there he found disciples and the church was founded.
在那里面他找到了门徒并且在那里建立了教会。
And you have to know that Ephesus was actually a big city at that time.
在那个时候，以弗所是一个大城市。
It's towards the western side of what's Turkey today.
在今天的土耳其的西部。
It was a commercial center of the Aegean and the Mediterranean Sea.
是爱琴海和地中海啊的一个商业中心。
It was a Roman city.
是一个罗马城市。
But that was a city that was filled with idols, magic, mythical practices.
这个城市里面充满了偶像。法术和各样做法的。
So just remember that, okay?
请大家记住这一点。
This is a city filled with magic.
这是一个充满了法术的地方。
Not only magic that cheated people, but magic that worked.
不单单是欺骗人的法术，而且是有效的法术。
If you know the seven wonders of the ancient world,
如果大家知道古代世界有七大奇迹的话
，One of the ancient world, the wonder of the world was actually the temple of Artemis.
七大奇迹之一的 Artemis，
雅典米斯，
雅典米斯神庙
，or the temple of Diana，
或者戴安娜神庙。
Okay, that was located in Ephesus.
就在以弗所。
Okay, so imagine in a city like this.
大家想象一下这样一个城市。
You will think that it's really hard for Christianity to take hold and spread.
你会觉得基督教是很难在那里面传播并且立稳脚跟的。
This was a thriving city of idols.
这是一个充满了偶像的城市。
People were rich. This was a prosperous city.
这是一个很富足的城市，那里的人都很富有。
But it's filled with idol worshiping.
但是却充满了偶像的崇拜。
How is it that the word of God and the work of God can be done in the city?
在这样一个城市，神的话、神的工作怎么能够开展
？We may wonder.
我们会很稀奇。
But as we see in chapter 19,
但是正如在十九章我们看到的。
In the first 10 verses, which we did not read today, we started at verse 11.
在十九章的第十前十节里面，这个是我们今天没有看的，因为我们从第十一节开始。
You can actually see the work of God was spreading quickly in the city.
在前十节，我们可以看到神的话在那里面迅速的展开。
And not only in and around the city of Ephesus.
不单单在以弗所和周围的地区
，But it actually said that the word of God spread all around Asia at that time.
而且主的话，而且那里说主的话传遍了当时的亚细亚地区。
You know, the Asia is not today's Asia, right? Asia was basically today's Turkey, that region.
那当时的亚细亚并不是今天的亚洲，当时的亚细亚就是讲到土耳其。
Which is actually not a small region. If you look at the map today, still a pretty sizable region.
如果你看今天地图的话，你知道那是一个不小的地区。
So you can see that the word of God is spreading around.
大家可以看到神的话传开了。
But also let's come back and focus on Ephesus.
我们也回来看以弗所这个地方。
Between Paul and his disciples, there's precious fellowship.
在保罗和他的门徒之间，他们有非常亲密的使徒之间的关系，门徒之间的关系。
And between Paul and his disciples, what was at the center of their relationship?
他们关系，保罗和他的门徒之间的关系的中心是什么？
It's not that they had similar habits.
不是因为他们有相同的习俗
，Not that they liked each other，
不是因为他们彼此喜欢
，They actually debated against each other. If you read the book, right？
如果我们读圣经，我们会知道他们之间其实有辩论。
But at the center of this great fellowship is the word of God.
但是在他们这个相交的中心，乃是神的话。
They reason with each other daily, not once a week, daily.They reasoned with one another about the word of God.
他们在一起每天都彼此辩论神的话，不是 他们是每天。
And as a result, all residents of Asia heard the word of God.
结果是亚细亚所有的居民都听到了神的话。
So as we come here to from verse 11 through 20, we continue.
当我们继续读到第十一节到二十节的时候
，We continue to look at Paul's ministry in Ephesus.
我们继续来看保罗在以弗所的事工的时候。
And here in these verses, we can see that the word of the Lord continued to spread.
在这些经文里面，我们看到主的道继续的传播。
And not only spread,
不但传播
，but prevail in people's lives.
并且渗透到人的生活当中。
Here's the key.
这个是关键。
That the word of God is prevailing in people's lives.
神的道浸透在人的生活当中。
Sure, the word of God today, is it easy to spread the word of God?
今天神的话是否很容易就能够传开呢？
I can tell you if you say honestly, yeah, actually it is.
那么诚实地说是这样。
Okay, through social media, through Twitter, YouTube, through all kinds of different channels, I can tell you, the word of God can spread all around the world, no issue.
今天确实是这样，神的话很容易传开，通过各样的社交媒体，通过 Twitter, 通过 YouTube, 通过各样的渠道，可以很容易的就传开了。
But the key is for the word of God, the word and the work of God to prevail in His people's lives.
关键呢是神的道和神的工作能够进入到人们的生活当中。
That's the key.
这个才是关键。
Is that the work of God can work in our lives and be shown from our lives.
神的工作可以在我们生命里面做工，并且借着我们的生命能够彰显出来。
So let's take a look at together today, you know, how God's work and how God's word is being done in people's lives.
今天让我们一起来看神的道和神的工作在人们的生命当中是如何完成。
So there are two main sections to this passage.
今天的信息里面有两个主题。
From verse 11 through 17, the name of the Lord.
十一节到十七节是主的名。
Then from verses 18 to 20, the word of the Lord.
十八到二十节则是神的。
So let's jump right into the first section, the name of the Lord.
我们先开始第一节就是神的名啊，就是主的名。
So here we talk about the name of the Lord a lot, actually, in this passage 11 through 17.
十一节到十七节讲到的是主的名。
So first, there are four main points that I like to share with you.
首先呢，有四点我想跟弟兄姐妹一同分享。
In regards to the name of the Lord.
讲到主的名。
So very first,The glory belongs to the Lord, not to men.
第一点讲到荣耀是归于主，而不是归于人的。
So if you look at verse 11 through 12,
如果我们看第十一节到第十二节
it says, And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them.
神借保罗的手行了些非常的奇事，甚至有人从保罗身上拿手巾或围裙放在病人身上，病就退了，恶鬼也出去了。
So glory belongs to the Lord, not to men.
荣耀是归于主的，而不是归于人的。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思？
So in these two verses, 11 and 12, right, we see these are not just any miracles, but they are.Extraordinary miracles.
在第十一节、第十二节，我们看到的不仅仅是神迹，而且是非常的神迹。
Okay, in this city filled with idols, gods, magicians, right, and people that proclaim their gods can provide miracles.
在这座城市里面，充满了偶像、各样的神灵、各样的术士，而且呢，还有人宣称他们的神能够做各种各样的奇事。
Here.Extraordinary miracles were being done.
但是在这里面却发生了非常的奇事。
These miracles means that they're just not just any miracles that these other idol gods can do.
这样的神迹就是告诉我们说，不是其他的神能够做的神迹。
This is something that's more wondrous that when people in that city, when they see this miracle, they're like, whoa, that's real miracle.
这讲到说是更加令人惊奇、更加奇妙的事，以至于这个城市的人看到这些神迹的时候，他们会心里面赞叹说，哇，这真是一个神迹。
Just imagine these people in the city, they're used to, you know, magic.And miracles happening performed by other gods.
大家想象一下，这个城市里面人，他们已经习惯看到各样的神迹，各样的魔术。
So what else can inspire them?
还有什么能够让他们更加的惊奇呢？
And here says there are extraordinary miracles.
这里面讲到的是非常的奇事。
That handkerchiefs that were touched Paul's skin.Was able to be used to cure diseases and cast away evil spirits.
就是那些跟保罗接触过的手巾，他们竟然可以治病，竟然可以驱逐邪灵。
You know, at that time, when people, you will see, there were actually magic books that teach people how to, the step-by-step procedure on how to perform magic.
那时候有一些啊，有一些书教人呢，一步一步的教人怎样去做。怎样去行各样的魔术
？But this miracle here, you know, usually, magic needs to be performed.
通常呢，神术啊，这些魔术是需要人去做。
Step one, prepare something. Step two, say something. Step three, do something else. Right?
第一步是准备一些东西，第二步是说一些话，第三步去做一些事情。
There's usually a ritual.
通常有一个仪式。
But here, Paul didn't have to perform anything.
但是保罗却不需要任何的仪式。
It's simply the handkerchief that touched Paul's skin randomly.
只是呢，那些比如说不经意之间碰到保罗的那些毛巾。
And that handkerchief was handed out to other people, and when they touched it, they were cured.
这些毛巾给了其他的人，其他人碰到了之后就得医治了。
You know how wondrous this is if you think of it?
如果你想一想，这样的神迹是多么奇妙。
Paul didn't have to do anything.
保罗不需要做任何事。
He didn't even have to say anything.
他也不需要说什么话。
Chances are he didn't even know this was happening.
甚至他都不知道发生了这样的事。
Right? And you know, this is similar to the woman, if you recall, that had a bleeding disease. Remember?
大家是不是记得 这就很像有一个血漏的妇人。
She had bleeding disease and there was a crowd crowding Jesus and she squeezed her way in just to touch the corner of Jesus' garment.
有一个血漏的女人，当时有很多很多人拥挤着耶稣，这个女人想方设法靠近了耶稣，她仅仅碰了一下耶稣的衣服穗子。
And then what happened?
结果发生什么？
She was cured, right?
她被治愈了。
You know, this is something that's completely opposite from normal physics or chemistry tells us.
而这里面发生的事情和我们所看到的通常的物理现象是相反的。
Let me ask you, if you have a clean piece of cloth touching something that is unclean, what happens to that clean piece of cloth?
让我问问大家，如果你有一块干净的东西碰到了。脏的东西，那块干净的东西会怎么样？
It doesn't become cleaner, okay?
它不会变得更加的清洁。
It becomes dirty, right?
它会变脏。
I wish there's a piece of cloth that can become cleaner as I wipe the table of my house.
我希望那件衣服有这样一件衣服，我去擦桌子之后，这件衣服会更加的干净。
Okay, that doesn't happen. I've been wiping the table of my house for the past 9 years since I had a kid, and that never happened before.
在我过结婚之后，过去的九年里面，我常常擦家里面的桌子，这种事情从来也没有发生。
You know, in this world, when something clean touches something unclean, vast majority of the time, that something that's clean becomes what? Unclean.
在这个世界里面，当干净的东西碰到脏的东西的时候，大部分时间脏的干净的东西就变脏了。
Some people will say, "Oh no, Jeff, what about soap and detergents?"
有些人会说 ，Jeff， 你说的不对。那肥皂或者清洁剂会怎么样呢
？When it touches something unclean, the unclean becomes clean, right?
他们碰到不洁净的东西之后，那些不洁净的东西会变得洁净。
No, you're mistaken.
但是你错了。
That unclean stuff is still there.
脏的东西还在。
All the soap did was to separate it out and wash it away, so you don't see it.
那肥皂所做的事情呢，就是把这些脏的东西啊，换了一个地方。
Okay, it's in the gutter. You don't see it. It's still there.
这脏的东西仍然在，只不过被肥皂啊移除到另外一个地方。
It's just not in front of you. That's all.
就是不在你面前了。
This is something that's really interesting. My son Nehemiah is often the troublemaker of the house.
这是一件啊挺有很有趣的事情啊。我儿子尼希米经常给我们制造麻烦。
He's my middle son.
他是我中间那个儿子。
If you see him, you can't be mistaken. He looks just like me.
你看到他的会绝对不会认错，因为他跟我一模一样。
He's a carbon copy of me.But cuter.
他就是我的复制品，但是比我更可爱。
So there's one during the springtime, I was away for a work trip again for about 2 weeks.
春天的时候有两个礼拜我出差不在家。
And my wife was painting, thought that would be a good idea to renovate some of the paints in our house.
那我太太在家里面，她在油漆，在家里面油漆。
So she repainted on the stairs, a whole entire paint of white for the stairs, and on the horizontal surfaces repainted the wood color.
她把台阶都漆成白色，还有扶手horizontal 的地方是。
So the stairs, right? So the vertical ones are white, the horizontals are wood.
楼梯呢？那垂直的方向是白色的，那台阶呢？台阶则是木头颜色。
Okay, and the rail, right? And the rail as well. So white rail and wooden right post, white posts and wooden rails.
那扶手也是白色的，但是台阶呢是木头颜色的。
So my son, dear son Nehemiah, thought,
我可爱的儿子尼希米。
This is interesting.
这个太有趣了。
So he touched the wood, the wooden color from the rail.
然后呢，他用手沾了木色的油漆，然后再把手放在白色的扶手上。
And he put his wooden color hand on the white surfaces.
再把他的涂了木色油漆的放到白色的表面上，白色油漆上面。
Right, and so cute. Wow, this is interesting. So he did to the entire stairs.
他觉得这个太有趣了，他就整个的台阶他都去。
You know, I wish, you know, science doesn't work like this.
我希望科学。
不是这样工
作，不是这样，科学不是这样，不是这样做工的。
I wish when his wooden hands, colored hands, touch the white paint, his hands become white.
我希望他沾了木色的手碰到白色油漆的时候，他的手会变成白色。
Unfortunately, it didn't happen. It came the other way.
但是呢，很不幸没有发生，而是相反的事情发生。
And I remember I was in Australia, and my wife was.Telling me this on the phone, and I had no, I can do nothing but just laugh.
我还记得我在澳大利亚，我太太给我打电话，告诉我这件事情的时候，我什么也做不了，只能笑。
Remember when unclean things touch clean things, it defiles the clean thing.
记得当脏的东西碰到干净的东西，干净的东西。就被污秽了。
But only in the work of God,
只有神的工。
That unclean things, evil spirits are being casted out by something that is clean.
不洁净的邪灵碰到洁净的东西，那个 邪灵就会被赶出去。
That's extraordinary miracle.
这是非常的奇事。
Now, the key is the Bible specifically mentioned this is performed by God.
圣经特别讲到这是神所做的。
The Bible said this extraordinary miracle was performed by God.
圣经告诉我们说这样非凡的奇事是主所做的。
People may see the main character of this chapter as Paul.
人看到的时候，这一章的主角是保罗。
But no, the main character here is God.
不，这一章的主角是神。
You know, men, us, when I say men means men and women, right? Us, all of us, we love to glorify ourselves.
我们所有的人都喜欢荣耀自己。
We love to glorify ourselves from things that are small to things that are big.
无论大事小事，我们都喜欢来荣耀我们自己。
And even a lot of times when we read the Bible, when we read the Word of God, we mistake in it. And we take a look at Paul, we take a look at Peter, we take a look at them and say, oh, you know what? They're good examples. We shall mimic them.
即使当我们读圣经的时候，我们也常常只是看到人，我们看到的是保罗，我们看到的是彼得，我们看到的是但以理，我们说我们要学这些人。
But no, here it says these are performed by God through Paul's hands. Yes, but it is God that is performing these miracles.
但是这里面清楚地告诉我们说，这是神借着保罗的手所做的。
These men, all men, are merely vessels of God.
人不过是神手里面的器皿。
The miracles are done by God Himself, and Paul is just a channel, is just a vessel.
所有的神迹都是神自己做的，而保罗不过是神所使用的一个器皿。
Paul did not, and he cannot glorify his own name.Because he performed these extraordinary miracles.
保罗不能因为他做了这些神奇的事而荣耀他自己。
You know, we have to be very careful.
我们要非常的小心。
Because a lot of times, I even observe it in our own church.
很多时候，我自己也在教会里面观察到。
When it is time for brothers and sisters to share on Sundays.
当弟兄姐妹主日在分享的时候
，You know, sometimes because every couple months, every quarter, we instead of Sunday quote unquote message, we have brother and sisters sharing their learning.
我们每一季有一个主日，不是分享信息，而是让弟兄姐妹来分享。
A lot of times, people we look for those people, the famous pastors and preachers to come, and when they come, we listen.
很多时候我们希望、有名气的人来我们教会讲道，当他们讲的时候我们就听得进去。
As a matter of fact, last week my small group was responsible for cooking lunch.
上一周 是我们小组预备饭食。
Okay, as I was cooking with other co-workers, we were told, oh, not too many people have come.
那我们在一起煮饭的时候，我们一起讲到说今天来的人不多。
Because last week was brother and sister sharing.
上一周来的人不多，因为上一周呢是轮到弟兄姐妹。
A lot of times we come to church as if these famous pastors and preachers, as if God is using them more than other brothers and sisters to speak to us.
很多时候我们来教会以为呢，神使用一些人，他们比使用我们的弟兄姐妹会更多。
It's as if, you know, their preaching and their work of God and their word of God is better than what other people are doing or saying.
当他们讲到的时候，好像他们所分享的神的话比其他弟兄姐妹能够分享的更多。
You see 10,000 people, 20,000 people gathering in mega churches, in different people. Not saying mega churches are bad. I'm saying this is a tendency of men, which is we love to glorify men.
当有些聚会有一万人、两万人这样的超级的聚会，我不是说超级聚会不好，而是觉得好像我们这些人是喜欢人多。
I tell you, if we revere and if we are truly looking precious at the name of the Lord Himself, then it doesn't matter who is speaking on the podium today.
那我所要说的是，如果我们宝贵神的话的话，那么今天谁在讲台上讲话，说话并不重要。
As long as he is speaking the word of God.
只要他讲的是神的话。
As long as he is glorifying the name of God.
只要他荣耀神的名。
I don't care if it's a 12-year-old on this podium speaking. I shall listen.
甚至他是，如果他是一个十二岁的孩子，我也要听。
If it's a famous preacher, but he on the podium is not talking about the word of God.
如果在讲台上是一个非常有名的传道人，但不是传讲神的话。
If he is a famously world-renowned preacher, but he is not talking about the will of God.
即使他是在一个世界全世界都有名的一个传道人，但是如果他不是传讲神的话。
If he is only expressing his own opinion, his own agenda, I am sorry, my ears will close.
如果他只是讲自己的话，讲他自己的计划的话，那么对不起，我的耳朵向着他是关上的。
We love glorifying men.
但是我们却爱荣耀人。
We should be careful of that.
我们要小心。
Second, the name of the Lord is not a tool for men to use.
第二点，人的名不是人所使用的工具。
Verse 13,
主的名不是人所使用的工具。
Verse 13 to 16, so I'll just read in English and we'll bypass Chinese, but we'll read in English.
我们只读英文，第十三节到第十六节。
Then some of the itinerary Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims. Seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this, but the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know and Paul I recognize, but who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. So here you see there's some itinerant Jewish exorcists.
在这里面我们看到一些犹太的巡回的驱魔师。
They wanted to use the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们想要利用主耶稣基督的名。
You see, these Jewish exorcists, they are vagabonds.
这些犹太的驱魔师，他们是在各处走动的。
Right, they meaning or itinerant, meaning they travel constantly from one place to the other.
这意思就是他们不断的从一个地方走到另外一个地方。
And what do they do to make a living? They cast out evil spirits.
他们靠着赶鬼来养生。
So casting out evil spirit is their business.
他们的生意就是赶鬼。
And when they came here to Ephesus,
他们来到以弗所的时候，
they see that Paul is doing these extraordinary miracles.
他们看到保罗做这些非凡的非常的奇事。
And what caught their attention was that actually the evil spirits are being casted out as well.
引起他们注意的是邪灵也被赶出去了。
So imagine,Put yourself in these Jewish exorcist shoes.
想象一下，你就是这些犹太的驱魔师。
You come to this city and you see that there's some kind of disturbance of some kind.
想象你来到以弗所，你观察看到了。
And people were all talking about and gathering about this guy named Paul.
看到这里的人，他们聚集在一起，一直谈论这个叫做保罗的人。
So you go and listen to Paul. What would you hear?
你到保罗那里去，你会听到什么
？You will definitely hear Paul talking about and speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你一定会听到保罗讲论耶稣基督。
You know Paul loved to talk about Jesus Christ.
大家知道保罗他喜欢讲论耶稣基督。
He called Jesus Christ his master, his Lord.
他称耶稣基督是他的主。
You know, if I was the Jewish exorcist, I would think, oh, Paul, wow, he's doing all these extraordinary miracles.
如果我是那些犹太的驱魔师，会说，哦，保罗他讲到了耶稣。
This Jesus Christ is actually Paul's master, so he must be better.
这个耶稣基督是保罗的主，他一定是一个更好的主。
And interestingly is that the chief priest Sceva, his sons were also doing the same thing, you know, cast down evil spirits.
非常有趣的是，这个大祭司是基瓦，他的儿子，他们也做同样的事情。
They were supposed to be serving the temple, but they're not, right? They're also doing this business.
他们本来应该是在圣殿服侍，但是他们没有，却在这里面靠着赶鬼。
So what happened was they tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus to cast out evil spirits. This must be a good tool to use.
结果呢，他们也试图靠着主的名来赶鬼，他们以为觉得这个工具更好用。
But what happened?
结果发生什么？
The tool didn't work for them.
这个工具到了他们手里不好用了。
Not only the tool did not work for them, it backfired at them.
不但这个工具不好用，而且还反咬他们一口。
These people were jumped meaning they were being beaten down, okay, and greatly harmed physically by the evil spirits.
讲到这些人，他们跳起来的意思就是说他们受了非常大的伤害。
You know, I grew up in Taiwan when I was until I was 11 when I came here.
11岁之前都是在台湾长大的。
You know, one of my favorite movies were about the Chinese zombies.
我最喜欢的一个电影是讲到中国的僵尸。
Okay, not only 一个电影， a lot of 电影， right?
有许许多多这样的电影。
Okay, and what happens is that you put some kind of spell on a yellow piece of paper, and then you say some kind of spell, blah, 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 and then post it on their forehead, and the Chinese zombie will what? Listen to you, right?
那就是呢，你找一张黄纸，然后在上面写一些咒语，然后念这些咒语，然后把这张纸贴到你的这个额头上，然后突然僵尸就出现了，这些僵尸被你所控制。
It may seem to be really, really childish to me now, right? But at that time, I love watching it. This is so cool.
现在来看，我那个时候真的是非常的傻气，但是那个时候觉得这个东西非常的好玩。
But you know what? In our Christian lives, we have to be careful.
在我们基督徒的生活里面，我们也要小心。
Maybe we're not going to write down some spells or cast some spells.
也许我们不会写一些咒语，靠这些咒语来做事。
But a lot of times,
但是很多时候
we feel that the name of Jesus, if we call upon him just a little bit more times,
但是很多时候，当我们呼叫主名的时候，我们以为再多叫两声
he will listen to us,
他就会听我们
just a little bit more times.
再多叫两声。
On the prayers that seems like he's not listening, he will open up his ears and start listening.
当我们祷告好像他不听的时候，我们再多叫两声，他就会听。
That's not how it works.
不是这样。
That's not how it works.
不是这样。
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is not a spell or a tool for us to use.
主的名不是我们用。不是我们不是我们手里面使用的工具。
It's as if we pray, and then at the end of the prayer, what would we usually say? We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像我们祷告结束的时候，我们说什么呢？奉主耶稣的名。
It's as if I don't. Sometimes we mistaken what the purpose is for that phrase.
就好像如果我们不说的话，就不管用。有的时候我们有的时候我们真的是误用了主的名。
It's a matter of perspective. There's a very small difference, but it's a big difference.
但好像是很小的差别，其实这个差别很大。
If we think that I pray all of the above, and then we add in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像我们前面祷告过了之后，在后面加上一个奉主耶稣的名。
Then it makes whatever we said before more useful.
就让我们前面所说的更加的有效
or it validates what we said before
就好像最后这个名就让我们前面所说的发生了功效
okay, then no, that's not the purpose of that phrase
但是我们奉主耶稣的名不是那个用意
the purpose of that phrase is Lord, without your name I'm not worthy to make this prayer at all
最后那个 主耶稣的名的意思是说，若不是你的名，我根本不配这样的祷告。
Lord, if it's not because of you and your name, I can't even stand here facing our Lord Father God.
若不是主和你的名，我今天没有资格站在父神的面前。
You know what I mean? The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is not a tool, is not a spell, is not a certification.
我的意思大家明白吗？就是主的名不是一个工具，不是一个咒语，不是给我们一个证书。
Third, we belong to the name of the Lord. We belong to the Lord.
第三点，我们是属于主的。
We belong to the name of the Lord.
我们属于主的名。
You know, when these exorcists, they were using the name of, the Lord, of Jesus to cast out the spirits, what did the evil spirits say to him?
当这些驱魔的人奉主的名去赶鬼的时候，那个邪灵说了什么呢？
Verse 15,
第十五节。
Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you?
耶稣我认识，保罗我也认识，但你是谁？
You see, these evil spirits, they know Jesus.
这些邪灵他们认识耶稣。
This knowing is not only to know of, but to know intimately.
这个知道不是仅仅表面的知道，而是真的知道。
Okay, this is a first person experience knowing.
这是用第一人称的体验的这种认识。
These evil spirits did not watch the news or hear from somebody else the name of Jesus.
这些人不是从新闻里面看到，或者从别人那里面听到耶稣这个名。
But they know and have first-hand knowledge and experience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们乃是第一手亲身经历了耶稣基督。
And guess what? Now they also say they recognize Paul.
到现在他们也知道了保罗。
Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize.
耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道。
Let's feel it out a little bit, sense it a little bit.
让我们再多思想一点。
It's as if they recognize Paul as on the same side of Jesus. They're on the same team.
他们认识到保罗和基督是属于一个团队的。
I know them.
我知道这些。
Okay, I know them. They are, you know, maybe Jesus is the team captain and Paul is the team member, right?
我认识他们，好像耶稣就是队长，保罗就是队员。
You know, for Jesus, this is something important for us to know.
对我们来讲，这是很重要的。
It's Jesus once said before.
就像耶稣之前说的。
For those that believe in Him.
那些相信他的。
They are in Him, and He in them.
他在他里面，他在他们里面。
They are one, and they are in unity.
他们是一，他们是一个属于一体。
We have to understand how glorious this is.
我们需要知道这是何等的荣耀。
This position is so glorious to us.
对我们来讲，这是一个非常荣耀的地位。
To us, us and Jesus were like this.
我们和耶稣基督乃是一。
It's not, I am Jeff, and he is someone, Jesus is someone that I believe in.
不单单是说我是 Jeff, 他是另外一个人，我相信耶稣。
No, no, no. It's Jesus and I, we are together inseparable.
乃是耶稣和我们在一起是不能分开的。
The evil spirit said, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you?
这些邪灵说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，但你是谁？
You are not a part of the team.
你不属于那个团队。
You are not a part of whoever they are, you are not a part of.
不论他们是谁，你跟他们没有关系。
And brothers and sisters, today as we are children of God,
弟兄姐妹，今天我们这些神的儿女，
we are on the same team as the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们跟主耶稣基督同属一体。
You know, it's as if someone, sometimes on the news, some famous person is being mentioned.
就好像在新闻里面，有的时候我们看到很有名气的人。
Okay, he's mentioned. Just imagine.On the news, good news, okay? Not like scandals or, you know, whatever, bad news, right? Good news, when a person of importance was mentioned, and guess what? If your name is mentioned along with it?
大家想象一下，如果在新闻里面有一个提到了非常重要的名字， 是一个好的消息，不是丑闻。当提到他的名字之后，又提到你的名字跟他在一起的话
，Okay, you will feel glorious, right?
你会觉得很荣耀。
You should.
一定会。
Right, you should.
你也应该是。
Today, we as Christians, we are being mentioned and counted as a part of Jesus' team.
今天作为基督徒，我们被算作跟耶稣基督是同属一个团队。
Today, when Jesus Christ is mentioned, Jesus Christ and His church, we are part of His church, we're part of His body, we're part of Him.
今天讲到耶稣的时候，会讲到教会，讲到他的身体，我们是教会里面的一体，我们是身体当中的一个肢体。
We are inseparable.
我们是没有办法分开的。
But and last but not least on this section, the fourth point.
最后一点，第四点
is that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is to be extolled after all, or lifted high after all.
第四点就是讲主耶稣基督的名最终被高举了。
In verse 17, it says, "And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled."
讲到以弗所所有的居民，无论是犹太人是希腊人，都知道了，他们惧怕主耶稣的名就被尊崇。
In this first section, verses 11 through 17.
十一节到第十七节，这第一段
，We can see that extraordinary miracles were being performed.
我们看到神行了非凡的奇事。
That these miracles are outshining all the other idols and the miracles, magic that's being done.
神的荣耀遮盖了在这个城市里面所有的偶像和这些。神灵他们的神迹。
We can see there are people that try to use the name of the Lord Jesus but did not succeed.
我们也看到有人试图用耶稣的名为自己谋利，但是他们失败了。
And you know the result was in that city, the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled.
我们看到结果呢，是主耶稣的名在那个地方被高举、被尊崇。
Meaning that it is being lifted high above everything else.
他的名被高举超过一切之上。
Extolled is not just, okay, you have all these people here, and then, you know, all 5'10", okay, and then there's one person who's 5'11".
这不是说，那被高举不是说我们所有这里面的人，我们的高度是五尺十英寸，然后来了一个五尺十一英寸的人。
And he is standing in among us, and he looks a little bit taller.
他站在我们当中比我们稍微高一点。
No, being extolled is being lifted high and above, so everyone can see.
被高举乃是说他被高举到他被尊崇被高举，所有的人都能够看见他。
Despite all these false and idol worshiping.
尽管有所有这些拜偶像的
，despite all these magicians' magic happening，
所有这些魔术师所行的神啊法魔所行的魔术
，despite people trying to use the name of the Lord Jesus，
尽管有人他们试图用利用耶稣的名
，despite people trying to profit from using the name of the Lord Jesus，
他们试图用耶稣的名来牟利。
The true name of Jesus is being lifted high in about the city.
耶稣的名在这个城市被高举被尊崇。
And you know, it's not only by the Jews.
不单单是犹太人。
But lifted high by both the Greeks and the Jews.
在希腊人在犹太人中都被高举。
Okay, Greeks or the Gentiles, right? The Gentiles and the Jews.
就是外邦人和犹太人。
It's truly amazing, right?
非常的惊奇。
But this is what God wanted to do always.
这是神一直要做的。
Nothing will stop that from happening.
没有任何事情能够阻止这件事情。
Even in today's world,
即使在今天这样的世界
we feel like Christianity is being attacked on so many sides.
我们今天感觉我们的信仰从各个方面受到攻击。
In society, in politics,
在社会里面，在政治里面。
It feels like the name of the Lord Jesus, we have to try so hard to say it out.
好像我们要非常非常的努力来传扬耶稣的名。
It feels like it's so hard for people to come to know Jesus Christ.
好像今天的人来相信耶稣基督是如此之困难。
But I tell you, this is not a false hope. This is not a false hope.
但是我要告诉弟兄姐妹，我们有真实的盼望。
Okay, our hope, and we know that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will ultimately be lifted high.
我们的盼望乃是主耶稣基督的名最终要被高举。
Despite all the different chaos and mixed messages that we are seeing,
尽管我们今天会看到各样的混乱，我们听到各样混淆的信息。
The name of the Lord shall and will be lifted high.
主的名应该也必然被高举。
Second section, verse 18 to 20.
第二部分从十八到二十节。
Let's talk about the words of the Lord.
讲到主的道。
It says, also many of those who were now believers came, confessing and divulging their practices, and a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily.
那已经信了。多有人来承认述说自己所行的事，平素行邪术的，也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧。他们算计书价，便知道共和50,000块钱。主的道大大兴盛，而且得胜，就是这样。
This is a relatively short passage, only 3 verses, right?
这是一段相对较短的段落，只有三节。
But this is very important for us to understand.
但是对我们理解非常的重要。
The name of the Lord is being lifted high.
主的名已经被高举了。
So now the Lord's life is entering into people's lives.
现在主的生命进入到人的生命之中。
And what happened?
发生了什么？
Here describes there are believers and that they came and confessing and divulging their practices.
这里面讲到已经信的信徒，他们来到这里述说自己所行的事。
So what are these practices?
他们做了什么样的事呢？
Magic arts.
各样的邪术。
Many describe this to be dark magic.
很多人将这里的邪术描成是黑的法术。
These magic, they do harm to others for the benefit of themselves.
为了利己而伤害别人的法术。
Okay, so these believers now, they come and they confess from this magic that they were performing before.
这些信徒来到这里来承认他们过去所做的伤害人的法术。
So if we can go to the PowerPoint, the next point. What we're talking about here is the word of the Lord can change lives.
现在我们讲到的是神的道可以改变人的生命。
The word of the Lord can change lives.
神的道可以改变生命。
You know, these new believers, they come and they turned in books valued at 50,000 pieces of silver.
这些刚刚信主的人，他们把他们的书交出来，算计共有50,000块钱。
There's no clear of explanation how much 50,000 pieces of silver is worth.
那五万两银子值多少呢？没有明确的解释。
There are 2 possibilities.
有两种可能。
It's 50,000 denarii.
五万两银子。
One denarii is about 1 day's age.
一两银子是一天的工钱。
Okay, and this is calculated to be about 5.5 million U.S. dollars in today's price.
按这个方式计算的话，这些书价值今天大约是550万美元。
That's a lot of money.
也是非常大的一笔数。
That's a lot of books.
好多好多的书。
And not only a lot of books, but valuable books.
不单单是有许多的书，而且是很值钱的书。
Okay, or it could be 50,000 talents, not denarii, but talents.
也可能是50,000 talents, 而不是50,000两银子。
One talent is about 1 year's worth of wage.
一个塔林德大约是一年的工钱。
So 50,000 talents is about 1.5 billion dollars.
而五万塔林德大约就是15亿美元。
Okay, so it's between somewhere between, okay, 5.5 million or 1.5 billion.
那差距大概就是550万美元和15亿美元。
It doesn't really matter. It's a lot of money either way.
那实际的数目没有太大关系，就是 意思就是有非常非常多的钱。
You know, when you think of it, don't just think it's a lot of books.
当想到这种情形的时候，不要光想到说有许多许多书。
You have to understand this means that those books are worth a lot of money.
而是这些书值很多钱。
Why do those magic books worth a lot of money?
为什么这些魔术的书能够值这么多钱呢？
If they don't work, they're just magic for entertainment. Do you think this book is valuable?
如果这些魔术不好用，只是娱乐的话，只是供人娱乐的话，你觉得这些书会值这么多钱吗？
These books, they're so valuable because they work.
这些书之所以值钱，是因为它们有效。
It's this magic can really make people money.
因为这些魔术可以让人发财。
People got rich off these books.
因着这些书，他们变得有钱。
That's why it's worth millions and millions of dollars.
这就是为什么这些书值上百万的美啊，上百万美。
But now these new believers, when they came to believe in Jesus, they were actually willing to take it out and burn it publicly.
那么当这些人信了主之后，他们却愿意把这些书拿来当众烧毁。
It's not like, oh, these books are so precious. Yeah, I'm a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what? This is too, this throwing away will be such a waste. Let me put it in boxes, right? And put it up to my attic. I won't take a look at it again, but let's not throw it away.
而不是说呢，他们信了主之后看到这些书说，哦，这些书啊是很有价值，但是呢我现在信主了，我不能再用了，那我把这些书放在盒子里面，然后放到楼上，然后我再也不看他们了。
Let me bury it and I won't look it away.
或者让我把他们埋起来，我以后再也不看了。
They burned it.
他们是把他们焚烧。
You know what this means?
这是什么意思？
They hated it.
他们恨这些书。
They hated what they were doing before.
他们过去所做的，今天成为他们所恨恶的。
They despise it so much, they don't want to ever see it again.
他们恨恶这些书，他们以至于他们不想要再看到他们。
Not only don't they want to see it again, they don't want others to see it again.
不单单他们自己不要看，他们也不希望别人看。
This is a public proclamation to say the Lord Jesus Christ is prevailing in my life.
这是一个在众人面前的见证，说明主耶稣的道已经进入到他们生命之中。
The word of the Lord, the name of the Lord, it changes people's lives.
主的名，主的道改变人的生命。
In a city filled with idol worshiping,
在一个充满了偶像崇拜的城市
of magic practices,
这些让他们得利的魔术。
You know what this will mean to the lives of those new believers?
对这些刚刚信主的信徒，对他们意味着什么呢？
They will be less competitive to other magic performing people. You see?
跟其他行魔术的人，他们已经失去了竞争力。
They burned. This is how they made a living before.
这是他们过去谋生的手段，现在他们烧掉了。
They burned their jobs away.
他们把他们的工作毁了。
Because they know this is not the way of the Lord.
因为他们知道这不是神的道。
You know, this shows that the word of the Lord isn't just some knowledge for people to see, to learn as a knowledge.
这告诉我们说，神的道对这些人不单单是一些听到，他们可以啊一些知识而已。
The word of the Lord also is the way they live.
而成为他们生活的方式。
And you know, it's not only changing their lives, but the word of the Lord here is prevailing in people's lives.
这里面讲到神的道不单单改变了他的生命，而且进入到他们的生命。
What does the word prevail mean?
神的道进入人的生命是什么意思？
To prevail, to be victorious.
啊，是让他们得胜。
Or to triumph over.
是胜过。
Okay, these the word of the Lord help these believers to give up their evil doings before.
神的道让他们放弃了他们作恶。
The word of the Lord changed these believers' lives forever, and their lives will never be the same. They have turned away from darkness and came into light.
他们离开了黑暗，进入光明。
They burned these books.
他们把这些书烧毁了。They
burned away their livelihood.
他们告别了过去的生活方式。They
may need to look for a new job.
他们也许要找新工作。They
may need to find different ways to support their lives.
他们也许要用其他的方式来养生。But
it's okay.
但是没有关系。The
word of the Lord is the highest thing in their lives.
在他们生命当中，神的道是最高的。
The word of the Lord is not only knowledge. Let me say it again. It's not only knowledge.
神的道让我再说一遍，不单单是知识。
The word of the Lord is a way of living.
而是他们生活的道路。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 18.
哥林多后书5章17节18节。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
看哪，就是已过。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。You're
familiar with this, right?
大家很熟悉这节经文。Tell
me, what does 18 say?
第十八节是什么？A
lot of us don't know what verse 18 says.
很多人不知道十八节说什么。We
can memorize verse 17.
我们可以背诵十七节。But
we don't know what verse 18 says.
但是却不知道十八节。
The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。Verse
18. All this is from God.
第十八节，一切都是出于神。All
this is from God.
一切都是出于神。Old
has passed away. New has come. All this is from God.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神。In
conclusion,
最后的结论。
Let's go back from the beginning, right?
回到前面。The
word of the Lord is spreading.
神的话传开了。Far
and wide across Asia.
传到了整个亚细亚。All
started from the hall of Tyrannus in Ephesus.
都是从以弗所推拿鲁的学坊开始。
This is the amazing work of God of the Holy Spirit.
这是神的圣灵奇妙的工作。
However, the work of God is deeper than that.
但是神还有更深的工作。
It's not just spreading.
不单单是传开。
It's not just spreading His knowledge or His name.
不单单是把主的名的知识传开。
What Jesus said to His followers in Acts chapter 1,
在使徒行传第一章，主对他的门徒说，
It's not only spread my words to the world.
不单单是说把我的话传向全世界。
Take this Bible and spread my scripture to the world.
带着圣经把主的话传遍全世界。
Spread these words from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the end of the earth.
从耶路撒冷到犹太全地到撒玛利亚直到地极。
Okay, to spread my word.
来传我的话。
Is this what he said?
这是他说的吗?
No, this is not what he said.
不是，这不是他说的。
Jesus said, you will be my witnesses.
主乃是说你们要成为我的见证人。
Witnesses.
见证人。
Witness is not just saying something.
见证人不单单是说话。
Witness is when people see you, they see the life changed by God.
而是当人们看到你的时候，看到你的生命被神所改变。
From Jerusalem to Judea to the ends of the earth.
从耶路撒冷直到犹太直到地极。
You know, sometimes we can admire people who can speak well.
有的时候我们很羡慕那些会讲话的。
Sometimes we love listening to eloquent and inspiring, motivating words.
有的时候我们喜欢听那些
But what's more important, most important, is that you being witnesses of these words.
但更重要的，最重要的是我们成为这些话的见证。
Your life has been changed.
你的生命被改变。
Spreading the word of God is not just about the Lord, the word of God itself.
传讲神的话不单单是神的话。
But the life that has been changed because the name of the Lord entered into the life, and because of that, the word of the Lord entered into the life, and changing the life.
而是因为神的话、神的道进入到我们的生命里面，改变了我们的生命，而把神的话传开。
In this scripture, we see.
在这段经文里面，我们看到
that from the name of the Lord.
从主的名
from the words of the Lord.
从主的话
lives were turned around.
生命被翻转
forever changed.
永远的改变
and a new life has begun.
新的生命就开始了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, these are imperfect words. Lord,
主啊，这些不完全的话。
We truly ask for your grace and mercy.
我们实在求你的恩典和怜悯。
That you may speak to us.
愿你向我们说话。
Truly, so that we may become your disciples.
你真的向我们说话，我们可以成为你的门徒。
So that we can see the wonderful life, the wonderful work that you've already done in our lives.
让我们可以看到你在我们生命中已经做成的奇妙的工作。
And that we may have a glorious hope to know that your work will continue to be done in our lives in the future.
让我们也有一个荣耀的盼望，你的工作在我们的生命当中可以继续的进行。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。